Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Aleph, Siman Aleph. The Chayyim is now going to say a fascinating idea, which we're not going to say read inside. We're just going to give it to you outside, and the point that the Chayyim says. There's a halacha. If a person would be in a situation where he lost his count of the days of the week. A person is by himself, not around other people. The example the Gemara gives: a person is lost in a midbar. And he lost the count of the days of the week. He doesn't know, does not know which day of the week it is. So the person is in a situation where he has a suffix. Every single day possibly is Shabbos. And is also to do malach on Shabbos, unless for life-sustaining purposes. So the law is he's allowed to do malach on each day, the amount that he needs to sustain himself for that day. He's also allowed to do malach to get out of the midbar, because in order to not be stuck in this situation for the rest of his life. What about saying Kiddush, davening Shabbos, etc.? So each day is a suffix, whether it's a weekday or Shabbos, so you can't say Kiddush. Maybe it's a bracha l'batala. So the halacha is that actually not, that he, from the day he realizes that he lost his count, he counts 7 days. The seventh day, he davens Tefillah Shabbos, and he says Kiddush, etc. Rashi explains, this is a Gemara in Shabbos, Rashi explains the reason why we do so. He shouldn't forget the concept of the Kedusha, the mitzvah say of Shabbos, of davening Kiddush, etc. If we would say Misafik, he can't say Kiddush, so he'll never end up saying Kiddush. That's what Rashi understands. The Chayyim actually understands a different point over here, adds another point over here to it, that the question is, of course, when a person says Mekadosh HaShabbos, on a day which very possibly is not Shabbos, it's a 1 in 7 chance that it is Shabbos, and there's 6/7 of a chance that it's not Shabbos. So that basically totals up to 85% chance that it's not Shabbos. So it's a bracha l'batala. He's saying Mekadosh HaShabbos, and it's sheker. It's not true. This is not Shabbos. So the Chayyim says, but now that we've explained that the Kedusha of Shabbos actually extends to the whole week, each day of the week has a little bit of Shabbos in it. So it's not totally incorrect to say the words Mekadosh HaShabbos. So that's how far the Chayyim takes this idea. Actually, there is a Radvaz, Chubas Radvaz, which takes this idea even a little bit further. He says that the mitzvah is to speak how Shabbos is unique and special. Shabbos is the day which we remember that the Bereshit created the world. So this person is exactly doing that. Every seventh day he's stopping and saying this day, that there is a unique day which represents the fact that Bereshit created the world. And that is the Kiddush B'dvarim that he's going to say. So the Radvaz holds that when one would fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush, it's not a din derabanan, it's a mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush, because he's saying something about the uniqueness of Shabbos, which is true, whatever day of the week that's going to be. He is saying that the Shabbos is a day which expresses these ideas. That's how far the Radvaz takes such a concept. So we mentioned a few different ways that a person fulfills the concept of Zohar Hashem Shabbos. Obviously, the most obvious way is one says Kiddush Friday night, which we will talk about much more at length when the Chayyim talks about the Lachos of Kiddush. A few more points. There is a Mechilta which says that one fulfills the mitzvah of Zohar Hashem Shabbos Lekatzri every time the person learns Hilchos Shabbos. So every time a person learns Hilchos Shabbos, a person is thinking about Shabbos, is learning how to deal with Shabbos properly. He's preparing for Shabbos, not by purchasing things, but by learning the halachas. The Chavetz Chaim wrote a sefer called Avos Chesed. In the back of his sefer Avos Chesed, he published a list of personal Kabbalahs from a person named Rabbi Yonasan Voliner. Rabbi Yonasan Voliner lived in the generation before the Chavetz Chaim. He was known as a tremendous Talmid Chacham and Tzaddik. And the Chavetz Chaim was able to get acquire the list of the personal Kabbalahs of Rabbi Yonasan Voliner, and he published it in the back of his Sefer Avos Chesed, and he titled it a Marganis HaTova, a special wonderful pearl of wisdom, pearls of wisdom. So in there, the Rabbi Yonasan Voliner undertook the following Kabbalah, and he said that every time during the weekday he would do something which was prohibited on Shabbos. Every time he turned on a light, every time he lit a fire, every time he cook something, every time he did anything which would be one of the Lama Tes Melachos on Shabbos, would be asked to do on Shabbos, he would speak out as he's doing it, what we may not do this on Shabbos. So obviously the purpose of this was to be Mechazik Shmir Shabbos. He wouldn't mistakenly do this on Shabbos because he kept reminding himself that you cannot do this on Shabbos. Based on what we're saying, that a person would fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar Shem Shabbos L'Kadshoi. Every time a person did that, a person is maybe being careful to keep Shabbos special by speaking out that this is something I cannot do on Shabbos. Arguably, he would be kind of the mitzvah of Shomer Shabbos. He's being Shomer Shabbos. He's being careful to keep Shabbos properly. So with this, we've finished the first Siman of the Chayyadim. I want to clarify one or two more points, Bez Hashem, in the next shir, and then we will move on to Siman Beis, and meanwhile, have a good day.